People think when your brother have two wives, you know what the locher is? When your brother dies, there's a mitzvah yibum on one of them. And then the second one you have to give chalitza to. That's what people think. So in order not to think this way, they told you v'das to give both of them chalitza and no yibum at all. For the more of the yomru, they'll say like this. If you say make yibum first and then chalitza, good, there'll be a gzera. Trashy mitzvahs cholitz. The yosulamim. If you do it, as people will say, bebeis yivomis haboyz bebayisechod chodim misyabemis viacheretz cholza. That's what people will say. The yomru. Samaria's kasha. The yomru. Let them say it. Like so what? So what if people said that the divided are not doing it? Like the yomru is a kasha. They're not doing anything wrong. They give yibum first, so that's potter. Now you give the second one chalitza. So what? You didn't do an averus. What did you give a chalitza? The Gemara says like this. True. If the first one you give yibum to, and then the second one again when your brother had two wives, if you'll be afraid that you'll be miyabim first one and then give chalitza to the second one, true, we're not afraid about that. Ella, but what are we afraid about? Gzeira dilma cholas bereisha. Maybe you'll give chalitza first to one of your brother's wife for her to miyabim, and then you go to marry to be miyabim the second one, and that's an aveira. If you come, like you'll stand up with yourself. Ba'asher leyivna. The pasuk says, once you gave chalitza, you can't build anymore. For Achamon Amar, the Torah says, kivon shaloi bono shuv leyivna. That's the halacha. If you give chalitza to one of your brother's wives, the halacha is that's it. You can't make yibam anymore. With Ashen kivon shaloi bono shuv leyivna. If you do not build up, you can't do it anymore. So that's the gzera. The gzera is, maybe you'll give chalitza to the first wife, and then you come to make yibum in the second one, and that's a bias isser. You don't have et of yibum anymore. So maybe imam is being boiled, that was machalikas we had before, and it's alav, and it's a resle, what is exactly the isser is. Oh my Rav, Rabbi said like this now, no san get la mamorai. And the case again, when your brother had a wife, and the brother died, now one brother alive gave her maimah. He gave her maimah, kedushin drabon. And now he went ahead right away and gave her a get. So what's the halacha? No san get the mamaroi. Is who true tsarosa? You should know the tsara now, you'll have to be miyabin. Okay, and your brother had two wives, and you went over to one of the wives and gave her maimah, kedushin drabon. And then you realized you didn't want to do it, you gave her a get. So she's like finished, out of here. The tsara now, if you want, you could be miyabin. Is who true tsarosa? But the first one that you gave maimer gave a get to asura, she you cannot be miyabim. Why not? Even though midiraisa she should be mutter. The mechal for the balas get, we have to be afraid. Maybe another case of balas get, you'll also come to be miyabim, and that you can't do. Now balas get means like this: in the case of time when your brother dies and he has a wife or two wives, if you go and give one a get before you made maimer, so midirabon and a get is like chalitza. That if you gave the get for the purpose of chalitza, then you can't be miyabim anymore. So it's like this. If first you gave her maimer, and then you gave her a get, all the get really does is just takes away the maimer, but you're still a regular yivama. So really, if you want to be miyabim, really it should be mutter. The Rabbanu made it zero, though, don't be miyabim, or to a case where you give the wife straight, you give your yivama straight to get. If without making maimer, you go straight to give her a get, then we say the get midrabonin is like chalitza. So you're starting up with the zik as if you say you don't want her anymore. If so, midrabonin, you can't be miyabmer anymore. So even though here the get you gave wasn't to take away the zika, it was only to take away the gedushin you made, but the rabbonin made exer. Ika the army, some say like this. Omar Rabba says, no san get lama maroi, if you give a get for your maimer, is hutru afiluhi. No, we don't make this gzera. Again, when one brother died, he had two wives. So now one brother went ahead and gave maimer, was mekadesh one of them, midrabonin. And then he changed his mind and gave her a get. So now that he gave her a get, he took off what he did. Shows that she's like a regular yivama now. And now if he wants to be miyabim, it's mutter, afilo, even she could be miyabim. My time, what's the reason? My diyavid was shakle. Whatever he did, he took away. What did he do? He gave a kedushin. But he gave her a get to take away the kedushin. Shows she's back the same way she started out. That she's a regular yivama. Since she's a regular yivama, there's a mitzvah to be miyabma. So the Mishnah. Shnei achin, you have two brothers. Nesuyin shtei achoyis. They were married to two sisters. Umeis echad mihen. One of the two brothers die. So pshita, that is no mitzvah yibum. That since your brother dies, his wife is your wife's sister. She's an erva to you. So therefore, there's no mitzvah yibum. But the case is v'yachakach meis ishto shosheni. Let's say 2 days later, the brother that's still alive, his wife dies. So now that his wife dies, the first brother's wife really should become mutatim. She's no more achos ishto. She's no more your wife's sister. Because your wife died, now you're mutter to her. Still the halacha is, harezu asur olav alamis. You can't be miyavma, she's also to the olam void. Hoyu v'nesru olav shrachas. Since at the time of Yibum, at the time when the first brother died, at that time you had your wife still. So his wife is your wife's sister, she's an erva to you. So since at the beginning when Yibum should be chal, she was also to you, she remains now with the erva of Eshes Ach, like she has yesh lebonim, that there's no mitzvah yibum at all, and she remains that way the loilam. So even though later the second wife dies, but so what? She can't become mutter anymore, because she was ready chal upon the yisr eshesach, that's also loilam. So there's a svara for nesra. Once you rustle one time, you remain also for always. For the more pshit, of course, we had this mishnah before already. Hashdu mahosam, madach in the case when there are two brothers alive. The case before was there were three brothers. Two brothers married two sisters. And one brother that married his sister died. So now that wife is an erva to one brother, but she's mutter to the other brother. The other brother could be miyabma. Still we say if the second brother's wife dies, that still the second brother can't be miyabma anymore. Because since she was nesra at the time of Nefila. So our case is pshita. Like Madach in the case where there were three brothers. When the first brother died, his wife, the sister, but his wife is mutter to the third brother. The third brother didn't marry your sister. The third brother only married an achrius. So if so, a stranger. So if so, madach over there, where this first sister still falls the yibum. She goes away completely from the second brother. Since at the time in the filo for the second brother, she's an erva. She's asli elam. Amarta, you say loy, that is no heter, she remains asli elam. Hocha, now mishnah. To komitcha mahai beis lagamri. When the first brother dies, there's no yibam at all. She goes out free. Here there's only two brothers. And the two brothers marry two sisters. So when the first brother dies, his wife goes out free. She's an erva. There's no mitzvah yibam at all. So if so, like Koshrein, isn't it for sure that even though later the second one's wife dies, and now he becomes mutter to the first one's wife, so what? Since you say Nesra, so what do we need our Mishnah for? Shmuel says, Einachanami, Taka, right. But what happened was like this. Tono, ho Tono Bereisha. Really, the first Mishnah was learned first. Don't forget, our Mishnah was learned first. Tono Bereisha. Tono, ho Tono Bereisha. Our Mishnah was learned first. That when do we say Nesra? Only when there's only two brothers, and when the first brother died, his wife goes out free completely. She can get married. So since she's free completely, then we say she remains also Leolam to the second brother. But Fahach, the Mishnah before, when there were three brothers, so Chazi Latera, the other Sfer maybe would be, what happened? The first brother died. His wife had a Zikas Yibum. She fell to the third brother. And then the second brother's wife died. So now even the second brother maybe is also mutato. Because she was never like Poker, she never had a Heta Lashuk. She was never Ois Yivama. She was always the Yivama. Good, it wasn't to the second brother, it was only to the third brother. But since she was still called the Yivama, maybe there I don't say Nesra. That was the first one. For Shain, I say she'll be mutter. For Yehud, then later, the Bala Mishnah later, Rebbe thought, for Yehud, Chazi Lisura. And then Rebbe thought, no, even in the first mission we had before, even in that case also, it's also. Even though true, when the first brother dies, his wife still falls to the third brother. But since at that time to the second brother, she's also, because to the second brother, she's his wife's sister. So you say Nesra, at that time she remains also to the second brother, Leolam. Now, V'yadi the Chavivalei, since the first Mishnah is very Chaviv, is very dear, Akadma. They put that Mishnah first. Because even though our Mishnah was learned first, and the Mishnah we had before was learned second, but since that the Mishnah before is more Chaviv, is more dear, because it says the big Yechidish, Akadma. They put that Mishnah first. And our Mishnah, the Klal is, U'Mishnah le'zazimim koima. They didn't remove the Mishnah. Like even though now really we don't need our Mishnah here. Like once we had the Mishnah before, that even in a case where there are three brothers, And when the first brother dies, his wife falls to the third brother. Still, we said to the second brother, she's an erva, she remains Nesra Lirlam. So once we have that first Mishnah, pshita here, you say Nesra Lirlam. That's the klal. Or Mishnah Lazazim Im Koima. If you learn the Mishnah once, and then you say another Chiddush, you don't remove the first Mishnah. You don't have to put it first, you can put it second, like we're doing here. You put the Chiddush first. But this Mishnah, we still leave here. Tana Rabbanan, look at the Braisa like this. Bo aleha chayiv aleha mishum eshesach or mishum achoisisha. That's the case in our Mishnah. Two brothers married to two sisters, and one brother dies. So if the second brother is going to live with her, he's mamish over two isurim. She's like two erves to him. First of all, she's achoisishtoi. She's his wife's sister. And secondly, she has an erva of eshesach. She's his brother's wife, that there's no mitzvah yibum. Since she's an erva to you, there's a p'tur on yibum. So she has the Easter erva of eshesach. So if the second brother lives with his first brother's wife, even after the first brother died, he's chayiv to isurim. Mishum eshesach, or mishum achos isha. Tivrei Rebbe Yosi, that's Rebbe Yosi Shita, that you say Easter chalal Issa, could be two isurim. Rebbe Shimon Noyman, no, ena chayiv ela mishum eshesach, bovad. Yoni chayiv one. Whichever Issa came first, that's the one yichayiv. And the second Issa, we say the klal is, ain Issa chalal Issa. A second Issa can't be chal, can't fall upon an Isha that's already Issa to you one time. Hey, so if an Isha is Issa to you one time, that's the Issa that's there. The second Issa, like hangs in the air, it can't fall. It's not chal, the second Issa. So the Gemara Stira, Iva Tanya, we learned like this. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Eina chayiv elu mishum achos isha bavad. The Yaveira, the one is only, she's your wife's sister. So the first price, it says, Rabbi Shimon says, the Yaveira, the erva is eshesach. And now we're saying the erva is achos isha. It's just like a stira. Good yod ein yisachal alisa. But which one is it? True, really, both should be there. But you're telling me now, ein yisachal alisa, whichever one was chal first, that's it. And the second one is not chal. So it's a stira of Rabbi Shimon, which one is chal first? Was she first also to you because she was your wife's or your brother's wife? Or was she first also to you because she's your wife's sister? So where it says Poshid, that both cases are true, like Asher. Kan shenosachai. The one that's still alive now got married first. So let's say Reuven got married first. He got married to one sister. So as soon as he got married to one sister, the other sister, why is that sister also to Reuven? Because it's his wife's sister. His brother didn't marry her yet. She's not also Tim because she's Shimon's wife. His brother Shimon didn't marry her. Reuven married one sister. So why is the second sister also to Reuven? Because it's Reuven's wife, sister. So in such a case, what came first? Achos ishtoi. So that's the erva. So even though later your brother marries her, and now it should be a second sister that she's also your brother's wife, but we say, ein yisachal lister, the second sister doesn't come on it, that she's only also to you, machmas adin, about achos ishtoi. So that's called Kan Shenosachai V'yachakach Nosameis. Kan. But when does Reb Shimon say that the Aveira, the Arab is Eshesach, your brother's wife? Shenosameis. Where first the brother that died, he's the one that married one sister first. So when he married one sister, now get to the second brother. Why is his wife Asatim? Only because Eshesach, because it's your brother's wife. Like Shimon first married Leah. So now, Reuven. Why is Reuven also to Leah? Reuven didn't marry Rachel yet. So why is Reuven also to Leah? Only because Leah is Eshes Shimon. That's the only reason. Now, when Reuven goes and marries Rachel, Leah's sister, now you know why Leah is also to Reuven? Another reason. Because now she's also his wife's sister. So this is the case that the wife's sister was Chal second. So the kids of both cases are possible. Whichever Issa, any time the wife was also to you first, that Issa is Chal. And the second Issa, that's not Chal. That's Reb Shimon Shita. So that's the case that Kan Shenosa Meis V'yachakach Nosachai. And then the brother that still stays alive, he married the second sister. So what was also to him first about the first one's wife was the Avei Rav Eshesach. For such a case, they had the Avei Rav Eshesach and not Achos Ishtoi. For the Gemara, for Rabbi Shimon, Heicha Denosa Meis. Let's say in the case that the brother that dies, he married one sister first. So when he married one sister first, his wife to the second brother, the first heir of his wife, Eshesach. And then the second brother married the second sister. So true, now the Avera should also be chal upon the first one's wife. She's Achois Ishtoi. She's your wife's sister. But we say, Kivon the Yasira Achois Isha. Kivon, the question is like this. Kivon the Yasira Achois Isha. Loichal, since you're telling me now you hold the cloud, are they Nisachal Alisa? So what happened here? Your brother married one sister first. So that wife, why is she also to you? Because she's your brother's wife. Now, when you marry the second sister, your brother's wife doesn't become also to you because of Achois Ishta, your wife's sister, because you say, Ein Yisachal Lissa. So the only reason why his wife is also to you is only because she is Eshesach. So for that Gemara, when he dies now, there should be a Mitzvah Yibum. That's always Mitzvah Yibum. If your brother's wife is also to you, Mishum Eshesach, there's a Mitzvah Yibum. If she's mamish also to you because of your wife's sister, there's no mitzvah yibum. But now you're telling me yein is a chal lisa. So the yisra of achos ishta is not chal. It's only chal the yisra of eshesach. So why shouldn't there be a mitzvah yibum now when the first brother dies? For the gemara, this yabim yibumi, you should have regular yibum. So where it's poshut, om ravashi, yisra achos isha mitla tole vikoi. Like that, that we say ein yisachal lissa. It's not the pshat. The second yisra is not here at all. Lemaisa, when you marry the second sister, the first one's wife is also to you. Really, she's really your wife's sister. Just as a klal of ein yisachal lissa means it hangs on top of her and it can't be chal. It's like opposite magnets. If you have one yisra ready, the second one can't put on top of that one, so it stays above her. But the second, the first yisra would go away right away. The second one would be chal. So maybe you can't be miyabmah. Because if you want to go and be miyabmah to take off the erev of Eshesach, the second you take off the erev of Eshesach of Avasachas, right away it's going to be chal the erev of Achos Ishtoi. So therefore there's no mitzvah yibum. That's what the Gemara says. That Isra Achos Eshesach, Isra Achos Isha mitla toli v'koi, it's hanging. I pokar Isra Eshesach. If you'd want to say there should be a mitzvah yibum, that the erev of Eshesach should fall off, is right away also Yisra Achos Isha v'chayel. Right away the Yisra Achos Isha would be chal on it. V'ilkoch lepoka. Therefore, by the svar is there's no mitzvah yibum here, because lemaisa she is also your wife's sister, and therefore there's no mitzvah yibum. So therefore, the first erev of Eshesach does not go off, and that's why the second erev of Achos Isha is not chal. But avad there's no mitzvah yibum here. So Kitzur, Reb Shimon knows the klal is Ein Isra Chalal Isra. If the Isha is offered to you for one reason, and then another reason comes about, the second reason is not Chal. That was Reb Shimon Shita. Reb Yosi, we had before, says no. Reb Yosi, Yod Yichayiv both. The Moshe, if you did it, B'shoigeg, you'll have a chiyah to bring two Karbonis, two Chattis. Because you live with your wife's sister, and you live with your brother's wife. So you see, Reb Yosi, Yod Isra Chalal Isra. For the Gemara, is that true? V'sova Rabbi Yosi, Isra Chalal Isra, is that true that Rabbi Yosi holds all over? That even though something is also to you with one Isra, if another Isra comes about, the second one is also Chal, they're not like opposite magnets, but one could be Chal on top of the other one. For the Marva Tanya, we learned like this. Ovar Aveira Sheyesh Boi Shtei Mises. If somebody did an Aveira, that Yechayiv two Mises. Like Rashi says, Shtei Mises means Kedoyin Chamoisoi Vi Eshesish. Let's say you live with your mother-in-law, and she's also married. Like your mother-in-law was married to your father-in-law, and you live with her. So your mamish did two Averis. You were boil an Eshesish, she's married to somebody, and she's also your mother-in-law. Da Chamoisoi Sreifa. For the Aveira of living with your mother-in-law, you chayiv to be burnt, Sreifa. For your Eshesish Chenek. The Aveira of living with somebody else's wife is the Chenek. So what do we do here? So Rabbi Yosi says, Nidon Beziko Rishoina, Habo Olov. You only get the Misa for the first Aveira that came about. Mashal here, if first she was your mother-in-law, and then she got married, so you only Chayiv Mishum Chamoisoi. Let's say, like normal, first she was married to a husband, and then she gave birth and you married a daughter, so first she was Nasis Ish, and then she became your mother-in-law, so then the Aveira is only Mishum Eshes Ish, and not Mishum Chamoisoi. So what do you see Rabbi Yosi holds? Ein Yisachal Lissa. That if you live with this mother-in-law now, it depends what was first. Was she an Eshes Ish first, or was she mother-in-law first? But you see, you only chayiv one and not two. Because Rabbi Yossi holds then it's a chalisa. For Tanya, we learn like this. Ketzad Omer Rabbi Yossi. How did Rabbi Yossi say this? That nidun bezikur rishoyna habu olov. That you only get the misa for the first taver that came about. It means like this. Chamoisai. If first she was your mother-in-law, in other words, she got divorced or her husband died, the first one. And then she got married a second time. In such a case, we give you the avera of sreifa that you get for chamoisai. What about the opposite way? Like normal, she was married, she had a daughter, so at the first thing that the lady was also to you, because she's an eshesish. And later you marry her daughter, now she becomes also to you for being your mother-in-law. In such benatzes chamoisai is nidun b'eshesish. In such a case, if you live with her, yoni chayiv chenik. So you see the Quran, according to Rabbi Yossi, you say, ain issa chal issa. You only chayiv one and not two. Because the theory of Bayos, here Rabbi Yossi says, you chayiv two. Yes, so in the middle of the kasha, so here it's a stira in Rabbi Yossi. Does Rabbi Yossi hold issa chal issa? Or does Rabbi Yossi hold ain issa chal issa?